It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO. It's one of my favorite days of the year as we come to you live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, just outside of Albany. It's the New York State Final Four, and we're here today following the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, one of the last four teams left in all of New York State in Class D basketball. So want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They are a longtime sponsor here of our pregame show, and we appreciate the support. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. And our New York State disclaimer for today is that the rights to this broadcast have been granted by the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, representing 767 senior high schools across the state of New York and more than 500,000 boys and girls who participate annually in New York State Public High School Athletic Association-sponsored athletic competition. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without the written consent of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Well, today the Delhi girls will be taking on Moriah from Section 7, set to be a great one here today. If you don't know where Section 7 is or where Moriah is, just picture Lake Placid. They're not far off of Route 9 heading up towards Lake Placid, Keene Valley. So they're a North Country team, and that is who Delhi will be facing here today. We'll take a small break. When we come back, we'll break down this matchup between the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi and the Lady Vikings of Moriah. I'm Nate Lull, live here from Hudson Valley Community College. It's the Class D Final Four today on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, folks. We have about 6 minutes until the start here from Hudson Valley Community College between the Delhi Lady Bulldogs and the Moriah Lady Vikings of Section 7 here in the state Final Four. If Delhi wins here today, they will advance to tomorrow's state championship. That game will be at 11:45 a.m. If Delhi is in the state championship, I'll be right back here in this same seat to bring that to you on WCDO. They will take on the winner of Franklinville, who is from Section 6 out in the Fredonia area, or the team from Edwards Knox, who is the champion of Section 10, which, again, is another North Country team. I saw Edwards Knox last weekend, and I thought they were very, very good. They played before BG and UV up at SRC Center in Syracuse. So the bracket is loaded. If I was coming into this game and I was looking at the draw for Delhi, I think this was the more favorable draw for the Lady Bulldogs. If I wanted to see any team out of the other three teams that were here in the semifinal and try to guarantee my spot in the final, I think I would pick Moriah. Now, that being said, Moriah is a very, very good team. We'll give you some quick stats on them. This is their second straight trip to the Final Four and their fifth straight appearance in the New York State Tournament. So it's not like Delhi is playing some slouch here today. This is a very talented team who all the girls on this team have at least been in the state tournament, and any girl who was on this team last year made it to the state Final Four. Now, they lost last year to Hewelton in the semifinals, 73-46, but again, I don't really think that's a fair comparison. Hewelton is the three-time defending state champion. They have been very, very good over the last couple of years. They are not in the tournament this year. as they lost some key players, including Paige McCormick, who is now playing at Division I UMass. So you can see having a D1 player at the Class D level is certainly a great thing, and that's why Hubleton went on that run to win three straight. But the run will end this year. We will have a new champion in the New York State Class D girls bracket. So, you know, they lost last year to Hubleton, but again, that was a team that was just absolutely outstanding. So it was hard to tell watching Mariah last year what they were really made of, because they just got down early in that game to a very good Hubleton team. So I'm looking forward to watching them here today. A couple of players that we'll be keeping an eye on for Mariah will be junior Madison Alcott as well as junior Mackenzie Sprague. Alcott is described by head coach Todd Bruce here for Delhi. He said, we really have to be careful. We have to watch Alcott. She's a do-it-all type of player. Listen to these stats, folks. 15.5 points per game, 8.4 rebounds per game, 2.8 assists per game, 5.5 steals per game, and 2.1 blocks per game. That's a team leader in every category except points, where she was beaten out by her teammate Mackenzie Sprague at 15.6 points per game. Sprague also has 6 rebounds per game and 2.4 assists per game. The thing to know about Mackenzie Sprague is that she has hit 39 three-pointers this year. A third of her shots have come from downtown. So Delhi really has a game plan today set in place to try to take Alcott and Sprague out of the equation. Talking with Coach Bruce, he said the rest of the starters here for this Mariah team, very, very good players as well, just don't score as much as those main two. So it's going to be a great battle here today between Delhi and Mariah. Of course, Delhi has been great all year. They are in a very, very tough league in the MAC, as we know, falling in the MAC championship game to Bainbridge-Guilford. Besides that, their only loss was to Cambridge in Class C. Cambridge was a team that was also here yesterday and got knocked out in the Class C Final Four. So when your two losses on the year are to Class C teams, a class above you that both went to states, you're having a very, very good year at the Class D level. The thing I like about Delhi is they're deep. They play 8 or 9 girls total, and everybody chips in. It doesn't matter who the leading scorer is. One night it could be Anna Post. The next night it could be Logan Bruce. It could be Brenna Giaffi, Olivia Waken, any one of their starters, Caitlin Finch. And it's a team that's very, very athletic. We've seen that over the last couple of years. They're a team that has grown together, played a lot of AAU and travel basketball together, and it just shows on the court. They're in shape. They're ready to go. You can't say enough good things about this team. And I've been really fortunate, I think, over the last couple of years, but this year especially, to get up here to Hudson Valley to watch these local teams. And when you have a great group of kids like that are out on the floor today here for Delhi, it just makes it extra special. They're great student athletes. They're great ambassadors of the school and the community. They take time to help out with the little kids programs. They're always giving back. I mean, you name it, this group does it. So when a group like this gets this far in athletics, it's certainly fun to watch them. And of course, this is their first trip here since 1986 to get to the Final Four. So this is a special moment. And I know the Delhi community has really, really been embracing this run. And these girls are great. I mean, they won a Section 4 title in soccer as well, lost in the quarterfinals in overtime. So, I mean, they're a group that has experience. And even though they haven't been here to the Final Four before like Mariah has, I think this group has done a lot, like I said, in terms of the soccer and the AAU. They've been on some big stages in AAU, playing on college courts, traveling, staying in hotels. You know, sometimes when you're a small school, I think that does play into it a little bit. You're off of your normal routine of just getting on the school bus and going to an away game. I mean, this is completely different. You are staying at a hotel. You're not having the breakfast that mom and dad put out for you every day. So I think Coach Bruce has really taken the time over the last few years to get his team ready for an experience like this. So I think everything has been put into this one moment, and we're about a minute away from seeing if the payoff is here today for Delhi or not. And win, lose, or draw today, this is a special moment, and I hope that the kids and the coaching staff and everybody are savoring the moment, because it's special just to get here. You're one of the last four teams in the state to be playing basketball. I mean, that's a really, really special thing. We'll hear from Delhi head coach Todd Bruce during our halftime break as well, so we'll get his thoughts on what this whole week has been like, the send-off they had yesterday going down Main Street Delhi with all the banners and noisemakers and the fans lining the streets. It's been a really special time. All right, we're going to pause for the singing of the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the Delhi girls taking on Mariah in the New York State Class D Final Four. Winners will go to the championship game tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. If Delhi is there, we will be right back here broadcasting that game for you A big thank you to all our WCDO staff that has really done a great job over the last couple of weekends covering the sectional tournaments and the quarterfinals. It's been a team effort, and it's been a lot of fun. So we have a ton of special sponsors to thank today as well. We'll get to those throughout our broadcast. Couldn't be here without their support as well. We'll pause for the starting lineups, the national anthem, and we'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union and SFCU. It's all about you. Let's get you through our starting lineups here. First, for the champions of Section 4, with a record of 22-2, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. They will start with senior number 2, Logan Bruce. Senior number 5, Olivia Waken. Senior number 10, Caitlin Finch. Junior number 11, Anna Post. And senior number 15, Brenna Gioffi, for longtime head coach Todd Bruce. On the other side, for Mariah, the champions of Section 7, their fifth straight appearance in the state tournament and their second straight in the Final Four, with a record of 21-3. Just a quick note, Delhi in this week's rankings are ranked second in the state. Mariah is ranked fourth. They will start with senior number 10, Haley Crossman. Senior number 12, Lillian Perry. Junior, this is one to watch, number 15, Madison Alcott. Senior number 22, Michaela Stockwell. And junior number 33, Mackenzie Sprague, for head coach Steve Pelkey. Just a couple of quick notes that I jotted down here. Coming into today's contest, all these games certainly seem to come down to a last-minute type of situation. Foul shooting over the last four games, which would be the games pretty much in your sectional tournament and into the state tournament. Foul shooting for Delhi, they are shooting at 70.5% from the free throw line. On the other side for Mariah, 64.6% from the free throw line. That's over their last four games. So the Delhi girls have just been announced, and the Delhi fans on the far side really enjoying that here at Hudson Valley Community College. There's a huge banner on the far side that says, "Bring it home, Lady Bulldogs." And it's a sea of maroon and white on the far side of the arena here at Hudson Valley Community College. I got to say, we got here, I was setting up the equipment. It was some of the AA games, and I don't want to sound bad, but it was empty in here. It was very empty. You get the Class C and the Class D teams in here, this place fills right up. It's just a sea of maroon and white, as I said, on the far side for Delhi. On the near side, it is the Mariah colors, which are white and like a cherry red, and that side is pretty much packed. So it's a ton of fun when the small schools get here. It's a real community event and we love to see it. Let's go through some of our special sponsors for today's game, including Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, SFCU, the DA Varsity Club, Delaware County Chamber, DTC, Delhi Telephone, Internet, and Cable, Jessef House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Robert O. Mabel Insurance of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Catskill Mountain Embroidery in Delhi, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart and the Clark Companies of Delhi. Those are some of our special sponsors. We'll be recognizing the rest throughout today's broadcast as we get set to go here in the New York State Class D Final Four. Again, it'll be Mariah there in the white uniforms with the cherry red trim. It says Vikings in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi, strange for us to see them in the dark maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim. It says Delaware Academy in white and black lettering across of the front of the uniform there. So both teams getting their final words with each head coach as we get set to go here in the New York State Class D Final Four. I think the big thing for both teams is to try to settle in over the first couple of minutes. If either team can jump out to an early lead, that could be a huge advantage. We'll see what happens. A roar of applause coming from the Delhi faithful on the far side of the gym. Both teams shaking hands as we get set to go. Delhi will go right to left on your radio dial. Mariah will go left to right, and we'll jump it up here at midcourt, live from Troy, New York, Hudson Valley Community College. We're underway. The opening tip is won and then knocked out of bounds. Logan Bruce was chasing it down there for Delhi against Michaela Stockwell of Mariah. They'll say it was last touched by Mariah, and so Delhi will get it in, and we're underway here in the Class D semis. Delhi will have the ball at the top of the key with Logan Bruce. Bruce to the right side for Caitlin Finch. Finch to the high post for Anna Post. Post will turn around, take it right to the rim, puts it up and in. Anna Post, that's a good way to start if you're a Delhi fan, and Delhi leads 2-0, and they'll come out with some full court pressure. Mariah breaks it down the left side of the floor. Stopping here is Haley Crossman. Crossman to the top of the key. Had it knocked away, but soon gets it back to Lillian Perry. Perry to the right side, here looking for Michaela Stockwell. Stockwell on the baseline, stepped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Delhi with 7:25 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 2-0. An early press here coming from Mariah. Mariah looks a little timid here in the opening minute of the ball game. Delhi looking to bring it up the right side of the floor across the midcourt timeline. They go to Logan Bruce, and Bruce will set up the offense. Dishing one off for Caitlin Finch. Finch to the top of the key. Now back for Olivia Wakin. Running the man-to-man offense. Bruce dishes one down low for Anna Post off the glass and in for Anna Post. Gets it to go, and Anna Post with a quick 4 points. And what a pass there by Logan Bruce, and Delhi leads 4-0. Now the ball to midcourt, stolen away here by Brenna Gioffi. And across the midcourt timeline for Olivia Wakin. What a start here for Delhi. Caitlin Finch, right side for three, off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Mariah. 6:45 to go, first quarter. 4-0 lead for Delhi over Mariah. Quickly down the floor here for Crossman. Again, had it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Caitlin Finch, and it'll stay with the Lady Vikings. 6:40 to go, opening quarter. Two buckets by Anna Post off great dishes from Logan Bruce. Makes this a 4-0 game. Delhi in the early going. On the baseline here for Mariah. They'll look to get it in back door. Up off the glass, no good, and a rebound here for Delhi. Stripped out of bounds as Olivia Wakin was trying to take off. Last touch by Mariah, and we'll stay with Delhi. Again, 6.5 to go, first quarter. The Delhi girls with a 4-0 lead here from Hudson Valley Community College in the state Final Four. Across midcourt for Logan Bruce, and she's fouled. Just couldn't keep up with the speedy Logan Bruce as she got across the Hudson Valley logo at midcourt. We'll have our first foul of the contest. Again, 6.5 to go, first quarter. Delhi with an early 4-0 lead over Mariah in the state Final Four. Winner will go to the state championship game tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. right back here at HVCC. Here's Caitlin Finch, right side of the floor. Finch looking for options, gets a pick and goes to the high post now for Brenna Gioffi. Left side, Olivia Wakin gets into the paint. Wakin tosses one up, but it's blocked. Nice block there by Madison Alcott of Mariah, and she'll bring it back up the floor. Alcott to the right side with Logan Bruce directly in front of her. Just everywhere she goes, she's shadowed. Now back to the left side of the floor here for Lillian Perry. Perry has to dribble all the way back up to midcourt from the pressure. Tries to go backdoor with a pass there to Alcott. It's stolen away by Logan Bruce. Numbers if they hurry. Ahead for Anna Post. Off the glass and in. Anna Post makes it 6-0. Timeout Mariah with 5:50 to go. First quarter. Delhi leads 6-0. What a start for the Lady Bulldogs. And we'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Delhi girls with a 6-0 lead. Mariah has the ball. 5:45 to go, first quarter, live from Hudson Valley Community College in the state Final Four. Right side of the floor now for Mariah. 3-point line extended. They pass one back out for Mackenzie Sprague. Sprague will leave it off for Crossman. Back for Alcott. Right side corner, pull-up jumper, left it short. Ball on the floor and picked up by Delhi. Just tenacious defense by Delhi so far. Back down the floor to the right side. Quickly back swinging left side for Logan Bruce. Backdoor cut for Olivia Wakin. Wakin looking to get to the high post. Will go back out for Logan Bruce. Bruce calls out the offense. 15 to go on the shot clock. Now for Caitlin Finch, right side. Finch backs out, looks for options, goes to the high post for Brenna Gioffi. Gioffi for Wakin with 7 on the shot clock. Wakin kicks back out for Finch. They want to go to the high post again. Pass was too tall for Gioffi and out of bounds. Goes back to Mariah with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Coach Bruce not happy about one of those passes there. Surprised his tie is still on. Coach Bruce, if you've seen him over the years, he loses that tie magically about 2 minutes into every game, but it's still on here today. Mariah looking to break the midcourt press, and they can't. They'll turn it over. Splitting through the double team there was Haley Crossman, but she carried the basketball, and it's going to go back to DA. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi leading Mariah 6-0 here in the state semifinals. Olivia Wakin will inbound the basketball in front of the scorer's table, and Delhi will bring it back across the midcourt timeline. Now for Caitlin Finch. Olivia Wakin in the corner. Wakin looking for options. She goes down low on the left low block for Bruce. Little up and under. Turnaround shot no good. Brenna Gioffi the rebound. That's up and good. Brenna Gioffi doing a great job on the glass. Makes it 8-0. Now a steal by Caitlin Finch. Finch goes back to the top of the key for Olivia Wakin. A great steal there on the press from Delhi. Caitlin Finch with those active hands. 4.5 to go first quarter. 8-0 lead for Delhi over Mariah. Wakin finds Anna Post to the top of the key. Goes back for Caitlin Finch. 10 on the shot clock. Finch to the foul line. Stops. Doesn't have a shot. Has to dish it back off for Bruce. Bruce with a pump fake. Gets into the lane and is fouled. With 4:15 to go in the first quarter, this will be the third team foul on Mariah. Still none on Delhi so far. And it will be the second foul on Michaela Stockwell. So she's going to have to go to the bench. And checking in here will be Mackenzie Peters, the junior for Mariah. So some early foul trouble as well for the Lady Vikings. Here's Caitlin Finch to the left side. Gets into the paint, tries to dish one down low for Anna Post. And they'll say Post had her foot on the line and out of bounds. So it goes back to Mariah. She was trying to establish position at the low post. 4:05 to go first quarter. 8-0 lead for Delhi over Mariah in the state Final Four. Left side of the floor for Haley Crossman. Down low, it's intercepted. And a quick outlet pass from Gioffi to Logan Bruce. Bruce takes it to the rim, gets it to go, and she's fouled. Logan Bruce, her first basket of the game, gives Delhi a 10-0 lead. And she'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. The senior leader on this team, Logan Bruce, will step to the charity stripe with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. And Delhi a 10-0 lead. Want to start here today for Delhi. Bruce to the line, gets it to go. And Logan Bruce makes it 11-0 Delhi with 3:55 to go first quarter. Back across the floor, Mariah quickly trying to break the press, and they do. This time a long pass ahead there to Mackenzie Peters, and she got behind the defense and was wide open to make it 11-2 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Caitlin Finch. Swings it back up for Logan Bruce. Again, Delhi leads here in the state Final Four 11-2. Here's Bruce, gets down low into the paint, and she's fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup. Just that quick, explosive first step. Mariah has no answer for it so far, and Bruce will head back to the line. The foul here on Lillian Perry. Actually, no, they're going to switch this up. It'll be on Mackenzie Sprague, so that's her first, and the team's fourth. Bruce to the line. First shot is off the mark and no good. So Delhi leads 11-2 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for Logan Bruce, the senior at the line, a great three-sport athlete for Delhi. Bruce gets this one to rattle home. So Logan Bruce now with 4 points, and it's 12-2 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. The Delhi girls on top of Mariah, the champions of Section 7. Long pass over the top of the full court press again. We'll go to Haley Crossman, left side corner. Passes down low on the right low block, looking here for Mackenzie Sprague. Sprague on the baseline, lost control of it, was blocked there by Olivia Wakin, and then a foul. With 3:15 to go in the first quarter, the first foul on Delhi of the contest. I thought maybe they'd get a jump ball out of that, but they don't, and they send Mackenzie Sprague to the line here for Mariah. Sprague averaging 15.6 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. Her first shot from the line is up and good for her first points of the afternoon. So with 3:15 to go first quarter, it is Delhi leading 12-3, and it'll stay that way as she misses the second shot there. Sprague for Mariah goes 1-for-2. Delhi with the rebound. Back up the floor, Logan Bruce, top of the key. Reverses left side for Olivia Wakin as Delhi goes right to left. Swinging on back to the top of the key again for Logan Bruce. Bruce looking for options. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Delhi ahead by 9, 12-3. Left side for Caitlin Finch. Finch goes to Gioffi, swings it around the top of the clock to the left side here for Wakin. 5 on the shot clock. Wakin into the paint. The floater is no good. Gets her own rebound. This time it is good. Olivia Wakin with those fundamentals follows her shot and makes it 14-3. Delhi on top. 2:35 to go first quarter. Now a steal by Logan Bruce at midcourt. Delhi with numbers. Bruce ahead for Caitlin Finch. Gets it to go and she's fouled. Caitlin Finch will head to the line. And Delhi makes them pay, and they now lead 16-3 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And Caitlin Finch will step to the line. Sophia Wakin will check in. Brenna Gioffi to the bench. Coach Bruce making sure to keep some of his starters fresh here. And he's got a deep bench, so he's able to do that. 2.5 to go first quarter, and Caitlin Finch trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This one is in and out. A rebound here for Olivia Wakin, but then it's taken away quickly by Mackenzie Sprague, and Mariah is off and running. Sprague to midcourt, now to the top of the key, to the right side here, looking for Mackenzie Peters. Peters back out for Sprague from downtown, and she got it. Mackenzie Sprague hits a three-pointer, and Delhi will take a timeout. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 16, Mariah 6, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 16-6. The Delhi girls are on top of Mariah here in the state semifinals. Out of the timeout, Delhi with the basketball. Late in the first quarter, Anna Post off the glass. This one won't go, and a rebound for Mariah as we hit the 2-minute mark to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Mariah quickly back the other way. A shot from Madison. Alcott is no good. A rebound for Logan Bruce, and she's back up the floor. Ahead for Caitlin Finch. Finch at the top of the key. Dribbles through the paint, goes to the right side for Julia Burns, who just checked in out of the timeout. It went through her hands and out of bounds, and it'll go back to Mariah with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Mariah trying to settle in here after Delhi just came out and had a full-court blitzkrieg on him. Mariah trying to settle in. Right side of the floor for Madison Alcott. Now she'll dribble to the top of the key, trying to set it up on offense. Switching back to the right side, a pass for Mackenzie Peters. Peters will get into the paint, wants a floater. No, it was knocked away by Logan Bruce, and she'll come away with the basketball. I don't think Peters could decide whether she wanted to shoot or pass, and Bruce took it away. Outlet pass ahead for Caitlin Finch. The kiss off the glass is good for Caitlin Finch, and she gets it to go. When Delhi leads 18-6, So you have Post with 6, Finch with 4, and Bruce with 4, as well as Brenna Gioffi and Olivia Wakin with 2 points apiece. Here is Mariah to the right side looking for Peter. She wants a three-pointer. Fires one up, left it short. Rebound Logan Bruce. Into the land of the trees. The shortest player on the court comes out with it. Bruce to the left side at the left low block. Takes it down low, and a jump ball is called here. She got tied up. Possession goes back to Mariah with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Finch will come to the bench, and Aileen Nealis will come in, who has provided some big-time minutes for Delhi this year. Coach Bruce, you can see there talking to Logan as she comes back down the floor, just saying, take your time. Take your time. We're ahead. Delhi leads 18-6 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline for Madison Alcott at the top of the key. Alcott looking for options now. Delhi still sitting in the man-to-man on defense. Looking to pass down low for Peters. Peters into the corner for Lillian Perry. Goes back across. Alcott, the jumper is good. Madison Alcott with a nice shot from the left elbow makes it 18-8 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline for Logan Bruce. Looks over to Coach Bruce, her coach and her dad. And to the left side of the floor, they'll look to set it up here. Want to work a little clock, it looks like. Now Bruce will take it down low to the right side corner for Nealis. Nealis picks up her dribble, bounce pass back out for Bruce. Bruce to the foul line, 7 on the shot clock, takes it into the rim, can't get it to go. Sophia Wakin with the rebound, and she's fouled. I'll be interested to see if they got the foul on the shot from Bruce or from Wakin. It looks like Wakin will head to the line with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 18-8, and the freshman, Sophia Wakin, at the line. First shot here for Wakin is off the back of the rim and no good. That's the second foul on Lillian Perry for Mariah. So they have had some early foul trouble here. Caroline Grace will come in, as well as Caitlin Finch off the bench for Delhi. And the second shot there from Sophia Wakin is good, and so Delhi leads 19-8. Mariah looking for a last-second shot. A three ball is no good. End of the first quarter. It is Delhi 19 and Mariah 8. Second quarter coming up live from the New York State Girls Class D semifinals here on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, live from Hudson Valley Community College, the New York State Class D semifinals. The Delhi girls leading Mariah, the champions of Section 7, by a score of 19-8. A great first quarter for Delhi, with all the starters getting involved here on the score sheet. Delhi with the ball to start the second quarter. They go left side for Logan Bruce. To the interior at the left low block for Olivia Wakin, and a foul on Mariah down low. Really looks like Delhi is looking to get really involved down low on the low block. They've really pushed it down low to Wakin, to Gioffi. Any chance to post that they've gotten, they have really decided to push it in there. And it's worked so far as Mariah's in some foul trouble. Now they go to Anna Post at the left low block. Her shot's off the mark, and a foul this time on Delhi, with 7:45 to go in the second quarter. That foul on Mariah was on Michaela Stockwell, one of their starters, already picked up her third. Delhi foul will be on Brenna Gioffi, her first, team's first, as the fouls reset each quarter, each team now with one. Delhi leading 19-8 with 7:35 to go, second quarter. Straightaway three for Mariah off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Anna Post as that shot was from Mackenzie Sprague, again, who has hit 39 three-pointers this year. Delhi quickly in transition. A home run pass there from Logan Bruce to Olivia Wake and was just too far in front of her. Out of bounds and back to Mariah it goes. Again, early second quarter. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Mariah back up the floor as they trail Delhi 19-8. In the New York State Class D girls semifinals. Right side of the floor into the corner, now looking for Peters. Peters back across here for Crossman. Crossman will zip one back to Peters in the corner. Crossman wants a three, calls for the ball, gets it, shot is off the mark. Rebound for Anna Post, just out-hustled everybody. An outlet pass ahead now for Delhi, they're looking to run. Into the hands of Logan Bruce. Bruce will zip one back across Caitlin Finch. Pump fakes on a three, and then pulls it back out. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 19 and Mariah 8. Into the safe hands of Logan Bruce. Bruce back for Olivia Wakin. Now for Finch at the top of the key. Finch, left side down low, gives it back off for Wakin. She gets into the paint. The floater is no good. Gets her own rebound, tracks it down, and they get a fresh 30 to work with. Top of the key for Logan Bruce for three. That's no good. Rebound loose on the floor again. This time Mariah comes away, but stolen right back by Delhi at midcourt. Just hands everywhere for the Lady Bulldogs. Top of the key now for Logan Bruce. Into the corner for Olivia Wakin with 6:15 to go, second quarter. Again, Delhi leading 19-8. They reverse it for Logan Bruce. Passes down low for Caitlin Finch. Finch at the left low block, and what are they going to call here? Looks like a charge will be called on Finch. Yeah, they will call the charge on her as she was just getting a little too aggressive on the low block. I can't believe it. Caitlin Finch called for an aggressive foul, and I don't mean that in a mean way. She is just one of the most aggressive players you'll see anywhere in our area. If she is asked to dive through a brick wall, she'll do it. I mean, she is just a tough player, especially on defense. Left side of the floor, Mariah brings it back up as they try to chip away at this Delhi lead. Into the corner now, looking for it, Lillian Perry, left side, had her pocket picked by Logan Bruce. Back up the floor, Bruce with a little stutter step, takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Rebound, Anna Post, she puts it off the glass and finishes. Great trailer play there by Anna Post to follow that up and get that miss from Logan Bruce and then put it home. It's 21-8, and now a steal by Caitlin Finch at midcourt. Finch takes it to the rim, she can't get it to go. And a rebound for Mariah. I thought there was a lot of contact there, but it wasn't called. Back down the floor, Mariah tries a long home run pass, punched out of bounds there by Brenna Gioffi. It'll stay with Mariah. So end-to-end action here between the Vikings and the Bulldogs from Hudson Valley Community College. Again, 5.5 to go, second quarter. Some of our special sponsors for today's game includes Main Street Cards and Gifts in Delhi, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin and A.L. Fox Tri-Town Campus in Sydney. Inbounds pass for Mariah, up and in for Mackenzie Sprague. She gets it to go. Todd Bruce has seen enough. He was not pleased with the defense there. So we'll take a break. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads Mariah 21-10, and we'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:20 to go, second quarter. Delhi ahead 21-10 over Mariah here in the New York State Class D Final Four. Right side, Olivia Wakin pulls up for a long two and got it. Foot was on the line, but a long two for Olivia Wakin, and Delhi leads 23-10. Left side of the floor for Crossman. Raya with a pull-up jumper for Crossman. Gets it to go. Rolled all the way around the rim before flushing down, and Crossman cuts into that Delhi lead. It's 23-12. Delhi back up the floor. Left side looking for options. Now back to the top of the key. Here's Logan Bruce. Bruce calls out the offense. Delhi with a lot of movement here on offense so far. And again, a big emphasis on getting it to the low post. Now here's Caitlin Finch off a screen from Anna Post. The pull-up jumper rolls all the way around and then pops free. Mariah with a rebound. So it stays 23-12. with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Crossman will dish one here for Mackenzie Sprague at the top of the key. Sprague, left side, looking for Alcott, one of the leading scorers here for the Vikings. Alcott only with 2 points so far today. Into the paint, and now it's stripped out of there by Caitlin Finch. Every time Mariah goes inside, they have had zero luck, as the tenacious defense of Delhi has just been tough. Here's Finch down low in the paint, knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Mariah with 4:05 to go second quarter. Finch might have forced that one a little bit there, looking to draw some contact and didn't get it. 4:05 to go second quarter. Inbounds pass is stolen away by Logan Bruce. Bruce puts it right up off the glass, can't get it to go. Mariah with a rebound. Good try there by Bruce. She was right in a place where she just kind of had to go up with it. Mariah in the backcourt, trying to get through the teeth of this defense to get it across midcourt, and finally they will with Peters. No, they're not going to get there in time. That's a 10-second call, and the ball back to Delhi. This full-court pressure has just been too much for Mariah so far today. Again, 3:50 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi leading Mariah 23-12. A berth in the state title game tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. is on the line. Left side of the floor, Caitlin Finch. Delhi with the ball. They go to Anna Post at the foul line. She goes right side for Logan Bruce. As Delhi goes right to left, back for Brenna Gioppi. Pull-up jumper, foul line is no good. Rebound Mariah. An outlet pass to Mackenzie Sprague, and they're looking to run. Delhi quickly back on defense. This time Mariah gets it across midcourt. Left side now for Alcott. Alcott finds Haley Crossman. Crossman dribble drive, right side for Peters. Give and go, back for Crossman. Again, just nowhere to go. The passing lanes are really jammed up here by Delhi with 3:15 to go here in the second frame. Left side of the floor now for Alcott. Five on the shot clock. Let's see if they're aware. Alcott down low, back out Crossman. NBA three, left it way short, and an air ball out of bounds. And that whole possession, Mariah really just had absolutely nowhere to go. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter as Delhi brings the ball back up the floor. Another chance to recognize some special sponsors, including Mirabito Energy Products, as well as McDowell & Walker, with branches in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi. Here's Anna Post to the right low block. Oh, with a great layup opportunity, just couldn't get it to go. A long outlet pass ahead here for Mariah, and a block by Caitlin Finch. Chased her all the way down. Boy, did it look clean, but she gets whistled for the foul. And Peters will be going to the line here for Mariah. Peters had about five steps on everybody, and then it was like Caitlin Finch was shot out of a cannon, came all the way up from behind and blocked her. Boy, did it look clean. But that's just one of those plays, I think, you can almost see it coming, you know? The player's chasing the other one down, and you can just see if there's any contact, the official's going to make that call. Finch now with two fouls. She'll head to the bench. Peters is going to miss the first foul shot opportunity here. Second one coming. So the score remains 23-12. Delhi on top. Second shot rims out, no good. And Anna Post, surprise, surprise, another rebound. Quickly back up the floor for Logan Bruce. Delhi in their own offensive end of the floor. They go down low for Anna Post off the glass. This time she finishes it off. Anna Post with 10 points, and she's doing some work down low today. 2.5 to go until the halftime break, and Delhi with a 25-12 lead. Mariah with the basketball. They go to the right side again for Crossman. Crossman dribbles to the high post. Now reverses to the left side for Peters. Peters for Crossman as again they work it around the top of the arc here. Back to the high post with 10 on the shot clock. Here is Alcott. Dishes into the corner. Peters with a pull-up jumper. Splash. Got it. Peters now with 4 points. And it's 25-14. Mariah trying to hang tough in this ball game. Minute 55 to go in the first half. Right side of the floor here for Nealis. Nealis in the corner is all tied up. Ball out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Nealis. And it's going to go back to Mariah. So maybe a late run here by the Lady Vikings could get them back in this game before the halftime break. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads 25-14. Mariah across the midcourt timeline, looking for a bucket to try to chip it back to single digits. They'll get it down low here for Peters. Kicks one out, a long jumper for Alcott's no good, and a post with another rebound. And a pass ahead here for Logan Bruce. She tries the home run pass ahead for Olivia Wakin off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound Mariah. But back out to midcourt and stolen by Logan Bruce. To the high post. And a post down low for Olivia Wakin. Wakin dishes one back up for Gioffi. And Delhi can reset here with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Into the corner for Nealis for two, and she got it. Nealis says, forget about resetting. I got a wide open jumper, and I'm going to take it. And Delhi leads 27-14 as we hit 1 minute to go in the first half. Right side of the floor for Crossman. Pump fakes, dribble drives, kicks one back out top of the key here for Crossman. Jumper is no good, and a rebound for Olivia Wakin. Delhi quickly in transition. Here's Logan Bruce. Bruce off the glass, gets it to go. Boy, there was a lot of contact, no call, but Bruce finishes it off, and it's 31-14 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor, 29-14, Delhi on top. Again, 29-14 with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. A pass down low, a jump ball is going to keep it here with Mariah as Olivia Wakin got tied up at the low block with Mackenzie Sprague. And it's just been the defense, suffocating defense here for Delhi so far. On the baseline, Mariah will look to inbound the basketball. They'll go to the high post for Alcott. Left side, Sprague for three, rattled out, rebound loose on the floor. Sophia Wakin tracks it down, but she stepped out of bounds on the end line. It's going to stay with the Lady Vikings. 22 seconds to go in this second quarter. Some other special sponsors to recognize include Jay Bramley and Associates of Delhi, as well as the Egley family and Egley Machine Company in Sydney. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor now for Crossman. Mariah could play for the last shot if they wish. Shot clock is off. Left side into the corner for Alcott with Anna Post right in her grill. Alcott takes it to the rim, can't get it to go, and Post picks up the rebound. 6 seconds left. Quickly ahead for Logan Bruce, and she's fouled at midcourt. And this is going to send Logan Bruce to the line, I believe, with 4 seconds to go. The outlet pass and the run-and-gun style here of Delhi has just been too much. Nope, that's only the fourth foul. And so Delhi will have an opportunity to inbound the ball on the media side of the court on the far side with 4 seconds to go. They get it to Bruce. Bruce is going to try to take it right to the rim. The floating jumper won't go down. And that's our halftime score, 29-14. DA on top of Mariah here in the state Final Four. Standing ovation from the Delhi fans on the far side of the floor as the Delhi girls lead 29-14 over Section 7 champion Mariah here in the New York State Class D semifinals. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report, and we'll hear from Delhi coach Todd Bruce. Talked to Coach Bruce earlier in the week, and we talked to him a little bit earlier this week than normal because we wanted to get his thoughts on everything coming up this week, his practice schedule, as well as the send-off that Delhi was going to have this week as they left here for Troy yesterday, and all their fans lined Main Street. It was really a lot of fun. So we'll hear from Coach Bruce, then we'll come back and we'll give you a scoring summary from the first half. Again, our halftime score, Delhi 29, Mariah 14. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Mirabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Mirabito at 1-855-MIRABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the New York State Class D Girls Semifinals as the Delhi Girls, champions of Section 4, will take on Mariah, champions of Section 7. And we're joined now by Delhi Girls head coach Todd Bruce. Coach, great to talk to you again.
Well, great to talk to you too, Nate. If we're conversing, that means we're still playing. So it seems like a good luck charm.
Yeah, this is a good thing, and hopefully we can keep it going. We'll talk about Eldred, champions of Section 9. You played them in the quarterfinal round and came away with a 51-29 victory. A close game at the start, but you guys seem to be able to pull away towards halftime and into the second half.
Yeah, well, we felt going in that we probably had the better overall team, a little more skill set than Eldred, but early on I thought we got caught up with the physicality of the game. It kind of took us out of our game a little bit, even though we have good, strong physical players. It was probably the most physical game we played all year. Once we settled in, I thought we started to do a great job with our pressure defense. and get some easy buckets and started to pull away in the second half.
Sounds like that physicality and just the emotions that were running high, you know, there in the first quarter were definitely a factor. Did you have to call any timeouts, calm the girls down, do anything special to try to get them back playing their game?
Yes, actually, I think in the first quarter we ended up calling two timeouts. I thought we missed some easy stuff in transition. I thought we missed some easy stuff around the bucket. And, you know, there's obviously going to be nerves this time of year. You know, we do have experienced players, but this is kind of a whole new set for us. So after those timeouts, I thought the girls reorganized and did a great job.
Taking on Mariah in the New York State Class D semifinals. Coach, what can you tell us about Mariah and what you'll face on Saturday at Hudson Valley?
Well, Mariah has two very good players. They have an Alcott and a Sprague girl, and both of them average better than 15, almost 16 points a game. Alcott kind of runs the point, but she also at times goes down on the blocks. She's a tall, lean girl with a good handle. And Sprague, she's hit almost 40 threes this year, so we got to pay attention to her out beyond the arc. And then I feel like they have, you know, the other three girls on the court are excellent role players. They don't necessarily score a lot for them, but they know the role on the court, do a good job getting the ball to those other girls. And so I think, you know, the biggest thing is keeping the points at a minimum for those two and then not letting anyone else kind of get off on us a little bit.
What has this week been like in preparation for you guys? Of course, you know, the weather has been tough again here in terms of having school and practices, but, you know, just what your message has been, what the focus has been for Delhi this week.
After Monday's practice, the senior stepped in and said, this is our last Monday practice. Well, without school yesterday, we, of course, lost practice then, and you can't control weather, so you know, we really try to look to this week for conditioning more than anything, having to step back on a college court. And, you know, we're preparing to play two. I know we got to play one first, get by that game, but the physical part of it, if you're lucky enough to get into Sunday, you still have to have the legs enough to compete with the other championship team. So we're spending a lot of time on detail, obviously game planning for Mariah. You know, trying to follow suit of what we've done the last couple weeks that has bred success.
I know that you are a one-game-at-a-time type of guy, and I don't blame you for that. I think it's a great approach. Knowing that the championship game is the next day, is it hard not to look ahead and look at those other two teams they'll be playing, you know, right after you guys and just seeing what you might be facing the next day? Is that hard not to pay attention to, at least at this point of the week?
Well, I think we have to keep one eye on it. We know that Edward Knox and Franklinville are both very, very good teams. It's in the back of our minds a little bit, but like you said, you can't get to that game without winning the first one. So we're you know, 99% of our game planning is for Saturday. We do have some scouting reports on the other two teams. We'll have to review that if we're fortunate enough to make Sunday.
Everyone is always curious back home of what the travel schedule is like. Can you take us through what Friday and Saturday you'll do with the team in terms of dinners, banquets, and just getting settled in and staying up in Albany?
Sure. We're leaving Friday early afternoon from the school. We'll probably have a nice little send-off. We're heading up and we're actually going to use a court in Albany. We're actually practicing Friday morning prior to school, then send off, and then Friday afternoon we're going to stop off and use a court in the Albany area, spend another hour or so doing a little breakdown and shooting there. Then we look forward to going over and seeing Seton Catholic and Jamesville DeWitt play. The girls, they know what good games are, and that looks like it's going to be a wonderful matchup. So we're going to go watch that game and then hopefully do a team dinner on Friday night, get a good night's sleep, and get up and get ready Saturday morning.
Coach, if you could break it down to just, you know, one or two keys, my last question here with Delhi girls head coach Todd Bruce, that you'll tell your team, you know, maybe in that last few seconds after the starting lineups as they walk out onto the court against Mariah.
Play your game. We're an experienced team. We've played together a long time. I've already emphasized with these girls, there's thousands of gyms across the state we've walked in together with AAU. We spent a lot of time on the road this year with our non-league schedule. We have to settle in, try to win the first 2 to 3 minutes of the game, put our mark on the game, and just play good, smart, solid basketball. And we need to stay out of foul trouble early. You know, get some easy buckets and then clamp down on defense, because that's what we preach.
Delhi girls head coach Todd Bruce. Coach, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to this weekend at Hudson Valley for the state semis and hopefully the finals.
We can't wait, Nate. The girls are very, very excited. I'm excited. It's great for our fans and our community and our school and all the emails and and the press and the hubbub following all of this is just, it's well worth it. We can't wait to get up to Troy and see what we can do.
Delhi Girls Head Coach Todd Bruce, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more here of Delhi and Mariah on WCDO Sports.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report live here from Hudson Valley Community College. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the Delhi girls leading 29-14 over Mariah from Section 7. Scoring summary in the first half, first for Delhi, 10 points from Anna Post, 6 from Logan Bruce, 4 from Caitlin Finch, 4 from Olivia Waken, 2 from Brenna Gioffi and Aileen Nealis, 1 from Sophia Waken. On the other side for Mariah, 6 points from their standout Mackenzie Sprague, 4 from Mackenzie Peters, and then 2 apiece from Haley Crossman and Madison Alcott. So I think Delhi's defense has been the difference so far, holding Alcott here to 2 points as she averages about 16 a game, 15 and a half. Sprague with 6 points, and she averages 15.6 points per game. So they've done a good job, and that has really been the difference so far. Great to hear from Delhi head coach Todd Bruce, get his thoughts on everything leading up to this week and just, you know, how hard it is. There were a lot of snow days, tough to get practices in, and just what the routine was going to be yesterday for the girls to come up here and try to settle in, and it was great to hear that firsthand from Coach Bruce. We'll get set for the start of the second half. Delhi will have the basketball. Just want to recognize a few of our other sponsors today, including Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Clark Companies of Delhi, and O'Connor Hospital of Delhi. Delhi will have the basketball and a traveling violation as Olivia Waken just shuffled her feet there as they tried to get set up on offense. And so it'll go back to Mariah with 7:56 to go, third quarter. Mariah now going right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. A steal by Anna Post at midcourt. Quickly into the hands of Logan Bruce. Stops, pops, the jumper no good. Rebound here by Post. Post has her pocket picked, ball loose on the floor. Somehow Anna Post comes back up with it. Kicks one back out. Caitlin Finch, little Dr. J finger roll, no good. Brenna Gioffi a rebound, and that one won't go down. And a rebound finally from Mariah, and they'll bring it back up the floor. Unbelievable. 4 or 5 opportunities there. Nothing would go down for Delhi. Mariah with the basketball on the right side of the floor. Crossman steps up for 3, banks it in. Well, they'll say it was a long 2 there for Crossman, and that makes the lead 29-16 with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Anna Post in the paint, takes it right to the rim, and she's fouled. When you need a bucket, you can give it to Anna Post, and she will step to the line. Even when she doesn't get that basket, she finds a way to either get to the foul line, get a big rebound, kick it back out. She is just one of those types of players. So Delhi leading early in the third quarter, 29-16. Post to the line, buries the first one. So Anna Post now with 11 points, and she has really been a big-time part of this run from sectionals on. We said in our pregame show that anybody could be the big-time scorer for Delhi on this team, but lately it's been Anna Post. Misses the second shot, but Olivia Waken a rebound. Back out for Logan Bruce. To the foul line for Finch, for Waken on the baseline. Waken back for Caitlin Finch. Finch takes it to the rack. This off the glass and good for Caitlin Finch. Finch is looking for a shot a lot more than she has over the last couple of weeks, and it's paying off today for Delhi. It's 32-16. The Bulldogs are on top of Mariah here in the state semifinals with 6:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Sprague at the top of the key. Try to backdoor cut, stolen away by Olivia Waken, and quickly into the hands of Logan Bruce. Bruce streaks back up the floor, stops, pops, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Olivia Waken again. Waken kicks one back out for Finch. Finch at the top of the key, bounce pass back for Bruce. They are not afraid to pull the trigger today, that's for sure. Waken down low, gets tied up, a jump ball. We'll give it back to Mariah with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. I want to thank SFCU, the DA Varsity Club,
Delaware County Chamber, as well as DTC, Delhi Telephone, Internet, and Cable, for being special sponsors here today as well. A steal by Caitlin Finch on the inbounds pass. She's clear for a layup. Can't get it to go. And Logan Bruce the rebound. Back across for Finch and out of bounds. It'll stay with Delhi. And we heard Coach Bruce say that about their matchup with Eldred. He goes, we missed some early opportunities throughout the ball game for easy shots. And you're seeing that a little bit here today. But they do have the lead, and so it's been a little more comfortable for Delhi today. But you got to finish those off. That was a perfect breakaway layup that Finch just couldn't finish there. She'll get another opportunity, though, knowing Caitlin. Finch to the top of the key as they get the ball back in bounds with 6:05 to go. Third quarter, Delhi leading 32-16. Finch here at the top of the key. She wants the three and got it. Oh, I missed the layup, but I'll bury the three for Caitlin Finch. Finch now with 9 points. And Delhi leads 35-16 with 5:50 to go, third quarter. Now a steal by Logan Bruce again right at midcourt. Defense is playing havoc here for Mariah. Bruce gets it to go. Logan Bruce now with 8 points. And Mariah still not calling a timeout with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. It's 37-16. Mariah across the midcourt timeline. To the left side here for Crossman, and she traveled. And things really starting to fall apart here for the Lady Vikings. Again, Delhi leading 37-16 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Delhi with the basketball going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the maroon uniforms today with the white and the black trim. Here is Bruce down low. The shot off the mark, no good. Anna Post with a rebound, puts it up and in. Muscles in the shot. She's got 13 points now, and the onslaught continues. It's 39-16. Delhi on top of Mariah. Mariah on the left side of the floor. They'll reverse one to Crossman. Crossman down low looking for Sprague. Turnaround shot is good for Mackenzie Sprague, and that stops the bleeding a little bit there for Mariah as they trail Delhi 39-18. Left side of the floor for Bruce. Now for Anna Post, and she's fouled down low on the baseline. And we'll see if it was a shooting foul. No, they'll say it was on the floor. So again, 4:55 to go, third quarter. The Delhi girls leading here in the state semifinals, 39-18. Here's Caitlin Finch, inbound pass, Logan Bruce, pull-up jumper, splash. Logan Bruce nails that one. She's into double figures, and Delhi leads 41-18 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. What a day here for the Lady Bulldogs so far. Here is Sprague, left side of the floor. Baseline drive here and into the corner for Crossman on the left side baseline. Back to the top of the key for Peters. Peters for Alcott, and she traveled. 4.5 to go, third quarter. And Delhi will get the basketball back once again with the score 41-18. The Bulldogs on top of the Vikings with a chance to go to the state finals on the line here today, live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Here is Anna Post with a pump fake back out, Caitlin Finch. Finch with a drive into the paint, got stripped of the basketball. Crossman comes away with it for Mariah. Back up the floor she comes. To the left side now looking for Lillian Perry. Perry for Michaela Stockwell. Stockwell back for Perry at the top of the key, and they'll reverse here for Crossman. Mariah going right to left with 15 on the shot clock, up to the foul line, shot there off the back of the rim for Alcott, rebound Caitlin Finch. Finch trying to dribble out of traffic, gets it to Logan Bruce. Bruce is going to have to hustle and just gets across the midcourt timeline. Passes down low for Anna Post, and the easy kiss off the glass is good. What a dish and drive there from Logan Bruce to Anna Post. And Delhi leads 43-18 with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Mariah. Now for Sprague. They've held her to 8 points. They've held Alcott to 2. And another steal here for Delhi. Olivia Wakin quickly down the floor. Is going to try to take it all the way. Lost control of it. Out of bounds it goes. And it goes back to Mariah. Again, 3:20 to go in this third quarter. And Delhi leading 43-18. Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, as well as Robert O. Mabel Insurance in Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Catskill Mountain Embroidery and NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, all proud sponsors today of our coverage. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Pull-up jumper here in the lane for Mariah, no good. Rebound, Olivia Wakin. She had the position, and she was fouled there by Sprague, and things just continue to not go the way of the Mariah Vikings. Brenna Gioffi is going to go to the bench. Sophia Wakin will check in. And this is the depth that Coach Bruce has that he has built over these last few years. Caitlin Finch, left side of the floor. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Delhi leads 43-18. Right side of the floor now for Logan Bruce. Bounce pass for Anna Post. Post looking for options. Now goes to Sophia Wakin. Back to the top of the key for her sister, Olivia. Pull-up jumper off the mark. Olivia with a rebound, just fighting and clawing her way inside to get that rebound. She just wanted it more. Right side of the floor for Logan Bruce, and they will call a timeout. Head coach Todd Bruce called that one and wants to talk it over. 2:40 to go in the third. Delhi leads Mariah 43-18. We'll be right back on CDO.
Attention, young adults. Are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
2:40 to go in the third quarter here in the New York State Girls Class D semifinal. And Delhi is in the driver's seat currently with a 43-18 lead. Let's add another one as Sophia Waken out of the timeout gets the pass from Logan Bruce and finishes it off. And it's 45-18 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, Mariah brings it back up. It has been a tough afternoon as they have only scored 4 points so far here in the third quarter. And now a timeout is taken here by Mariah. They want to talk things over as they got the ball to midcourt. 2:15 to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds. The score, Delhi 45, Mariah 18 on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, the Delhi girls lead 45-18 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Lady Bulldogs here this afternoon. Mariah out of the timeout with the basketball. Here's Alcott into the corner for Peters, and now a steal by Nealis and ahead for Olivia Waken. Waken down the floor on the right side. Picks up her dribble, goes back to Caitlin Finch. And if you're Coach Bruce here, do you use some of this bench and try to keep your starters as fresh as you can, perhaps with a chance to go to the finals tomorrow? That'll be interesting to see how they do over the next minute and 40 seconds of the third and then the 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. Here's Caitlin Finch passing down low. Sophia Waken off the glass, couldn't finish, and a post with a rebound. She puts it up. That one won't go. And a rebound and a foul here on Delhi. This will be on Olivia Waken. And so that will be the first foul of the second half here on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. So Mariah with three and Delhi with one. Post is going to go to the bench. And Caroline Grace will step back in here for Delhi. So again, the only starters on the floor right now will be Caitlin Finch and Olivia Waken with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. We know Coach Bruce preaches being in great shape. He runs his girls really hard, and so you know they're going to be ready. But he said perhaps playing back-to-back games could be very tough. And he wanted to make sure the girls were ready if they get that opportunity. Pass down low, tipped out of bounds by Sophia Waken. It stays with Mariah with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Again, 45-18 the score. The Delhi girls on top of Mariah, the champions of Section 7 here in the New York State Class D semifinals. Winners goes to the state finals tomorrow. Inbounds pass for Mariah back up to midcourt. They'll work it into the corner for Alcott. A pump fake. The jumper is good. Madison Alcott, the junior, now with 4 points. And it's 45-20 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Nealis. Back up to Logan Bruce, who's back into the game. Now looking out on the floor, Logan Bruce is the only starter that is in the ball game, as they have brought in Aileen Nealis as well as Hannah Baxter into the ball game. Sophia Waken with the ball at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Goes to Logan Bruce, left side. Bruce with a dribble drive. Takes it all the way down low. Shot was too hard. Caroline Grace with a rebound. Puts it up. Oh, they'll say she traveled. And the ball goes back to Mariah with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. So Mariah will walk it back up the floor. Just want to say thank you to some other special sponsors today, including Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Mariah with a quick jumper, left side elbow is off the mark and no good there from Lillian Perry. Out of bounds, goes back to Delhi. With 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Our second Class D game today will be Franklinville from Section 6 taking on Edwards Knox of Section 10. That should be a great game coming up at 2:30. I'm going to stick around and watch that to see who wins the other Class D semifinal today. Here's Logan Bruce with 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Zips one back up for Nealis. Nealis back to Bruce, 10 ticks to go on the clock to end the third quarter. Here's Bruce with a dribble drive into the corner for Nealis. Nealis, step back jumper, got it. Aileen Nealis gets it to go, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Delhi leads 47-20. Big time third quarter there for the Lady Bulldogs. 8 minutes left in this one. When we come back, again, our score, Delhi leads Mariah in the state semifinals, 47-20 on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The starting five back in for Delhi to start the fourth quarter as they lead 47-20 here in the state semifinals over Mariah from Section 7. Left side of the floor, Brenna Gioffi tried to get it to the high post for Anna Post. Taken away here by Mariah. Quickly back down the right side of the floor as the Lady Vikings go right to left. But now a steal by Logan Bruce. Bruce quickly up the floor. Dishes one off here for Olivia Wakin. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Pulls down her own rebound and then pulls one back out. And Delhi not afraid to work some clock here as they lead 47-20. The clock is all in their favor here in the state semifinals. Looking for their first trip to the state finals. First time they've been here in the Final Four since 1986. Turnaround shot for Gioffi is blocked. Mariah comes away with the basketball. And ahead here for Williams. Noelle Williams with the shot off the glass. That's too strong. Olivia Wakin with another rebound. And she has just been great on the glass today. And just as I say that, she loses the ball out of bounds. She looks disappointed there, but that happens sometimes. Just slipped out of her hands as she went to bring it back up the floor. Goes back to Mariah with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So if Delhi can hang on here for a victory, they'd be playing for a state championship tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. We'd have that game right back here on CDO, and I would really be looking forward to that. That'd be a big-time opportunity for a local team. Haven't had a local Section 4 Class D girls champion since South Courtright in 2006. Of course, South Courtright girls got here in 2015, and lost in the championship game to Hewelton. Well, that was the last time a Section 4 Class D team got here. Straight away three for Williams is off the mark and no good. Delhi with the rebound. South Courtright was here last year but lost to Panama in the semifinals, 47-43. So that was a great game for SK last year. They just couldn't quite get it done. And a post back the other way with a left-handed layup, puts it up and in. She's got 17. And it's 49-20 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna Post with 17 points, followed up by Logan Bruce with 10 and Caitlin Finch with 9. Those have been the main factors here today. Olivia Wakin with 4 points, but she's just been great all over the place for Delhi. Pull-up jumper here for Sprague is no good. Williams a rebound, fighting and hustling for it here. Lost it out of bounds, though, and it goes back to Delhi with 6:15 to go fourth quarter. Delhi leading 49-20. And Logan Bruce will walk it back up the floor across the midcourt timeline. leaving it for Caitlin Finch. Delhi taking their time with 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Left side, Anna Post. Post for Bruce. Bruce back down low for Post at the left low block. Great up and under move, but kicks it back out. Now to the high post for Brenna Gioffi. Gioffi into the corner for Olivia Wake, and her shot won't go down. Gioffi with the rebound, cleans it up and puts it in. Brenna Gioffi now with 4 points. Great seal and box out, and then she put it home, and it's 51-20. Again, winner of this game will play the winner of Franklinville and Edwards Knox, who are two very, very talented teams in the other semifinal here today. Looking forward to sticking around to watching that game at 2:30. Logan Bruce with the ball back up the floor. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 51-20. And Mariah really not putting any pressure on Delhi. As, oh my goodness, Logan Bruce just goes right into the teeth of the defense and lays it up and in. Logan Bruce now with 12 points, and it's 53-20. Mariah just pretty much parted the Red Sea and let her go in there. And this has been a tough afternoon here for the Lady Vikings, and they have met their match here today in the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. A shot here from Williams, no good. Brenna Gioffi with a rebound and quickly back up the floor. Left side for Olivia Wakin. Wakin holding on to it. Back for Logan Bruce at the top of the key. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Wakin, three-point line extended on the baseline, looking for that interior pass to Anna Post. Turn around for Post, got it stripped before she could go up with it. Williams comes away with it from Mariah. Noelle Williams has been a good spark off the bench here for the Vikings since she came in to start the fourth quarter. Left side for Peters, a shot there, and she's fouled. Actually, that was Sprague. Mackenzie Sprague will head to the line here to shoot two. Sprague with 8 points. So coming in, we knew that Mackenzie Sprague averaging 15.6 points, as well as Madison Alcott averaging 15.4 points. They were the big two that Delhi had to shut down. So far, they've done that. Sprague to the line, rattles the first one in. She's got 9. And both of those girls might be in danger of not scoring their average. Delhi's going to take out all 5 starters here. Nope, Brenna Gioffi will actually stay in. But everybody getting some time here today for DA off the bench. Julia Burns picks up the rebound as Sprague can't get the second shot to go. So our score is Delhi 53 and Mariah 21 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi girls trying to punch their tickets to the state finals, which is tomorrow morning at 11:45. Here's Gioffi on the baseline, back out for Burns. Burns will zip one back across, and now we'll have a traveling violation here on Sylvia Little, the eighth grader who's been called up here by head coach Todd Bruce to get some experience in this run to the state Final Four, and she'll travel. Heart's got to be a pumping down there for some of these players getting into the game time action here at Hudson Valley in Troy, New York for the state Final Four. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. A pass to the interior. Pull-up jumper here is up and good for Mariah. That's Lillian Perry, one of the starters. Gets her first basket of the afternoon, and it's 53-23 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Now down low, Sophia Wake in a pull-up jumper. That's off the mark, and a rebound for Mariah, and quickly back up the floor they come. Left side here for the Lady Vikings. Perry into the corner, out of bounds, through the hands there of Bailey Marceau. She couldn't hold on to it. Goes back to Delhi with 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Some other special sponsors we'd like to recognize today include the Clark Companies of Delhi, Main Street Cards and Gifts in Delhi, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, A.O. Fox Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Rabideau Energy Products, McDowell and Walker with branches in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi, J. Bramley and Associates of Delhi, and the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney, all proud sponsors here today for the DA Lady Bulldogs. Left side of the floor here for Delaware Academy. Little has the ball, goes to Burns at the top of the key. Burns picks up her dribble, goes back to Little. 4 on the shot clock. Somebody's going to have to shoot. Burns tosses it up. It won't go. Wakin with a rebound, puts it in. Sophia Wakin with 5 points. And it's 55-23 as we hit 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. What a showing by Delhi here today. Just defense, defense, and more in-your-face defense from this very athletic Lady Bulldogs team. Left side jumper is off the mark and no good here for Mariah, but then stepping out of bounds was Sprague on the rebound. I'm fully confident in saying everybody, almost everybody, I think, has played from the Delhi bench here today. As I look down the list, with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, 55-23 the score. Back across the midcourt timeline is Sylvia Little. Little with the basketball here for Delhi is, again, they lead 55-23 in the state semifinals. What a statement. What a showing here today by Delhi. They'll go to the high post. Now it's taken away by Mariah. Quickly back up the floor for Williams. She couldn't hold on to it. Delhi will take it back right at the midcourt timeline, safely into the hands here of Chela Schnabel with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. So it looks like Delhi will put the icing on the cake here to advance to the state finals. As here is Caroline Grace with a shot down low. That's no good. Williams with a rebound for Mariah. They'll play the winner of Franklinville and Edwards Knox, who I know are very, very good Class D teams. So it will not be this easy tomorrow for Delhi in the championship game against either of those teams. A breakaway layup here by Little is no good. Mariah with a rebound with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. I saw Edwards Knox last weekend in Syracuse. I was very impressed. So tomorrow, whoever moves on, and I know Franklinville has two girls who can absolutely shoot the lights out. Be a tough day tomorrow. And it'll really be a great Class D championship game with Delhi taking on either Franklinville from Section 6 or Edwards Knox from Section 10. Looking forward to watching that game, which will be coming up at about 2:30. You're going to stick around and scout that game out to see who will win that contest, Edwards Knox or Franklinville. 1:35 to go, fourth quarter. Mariah with the basketball underneath their own basket. It's Delhi 55 and Mariah 23. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show coming up as well, folks, as here's Williams with a three-pointer. Something good for Mariah. So the sophomore, I really think, has played some great basketball off the bench here for Mariah in the second half. Left side of the floor, Meredith Mabel is now in the contest. Turnaround shot for Caroline Grace off the feed from Mabel is no good. With 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter, quickly back up the floor for Williams. Wants another three-pointer, fires one up, this one out of bounds and no good. Goes back to Delhi with 1:10. To go here in the fourth. So Mabel will inbound the basketball and up the floor with Chela Schnabel. So Delhi will advance to the state championship game. What a year here for Delhi. They're going to improve to 23-2. And again, post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Here's Schnabel. Kicks one out. Pull-up jumper for Delhi is off the mark and no good there from Chela Schnabel. Rebound for Caroline Grace, though, with 45 seconds left. And down low for Hannah Baxter off the pass from Grace. She shuffled her feet, traveled, and will give it back to Mariah with 45 seconds to go. So Mariah, their third straight trip, or their second straight trip, I should say, to the Final Four, their fifth straight in the state tournament. 2 years in a row, they will come up a little bit short here in the semifinals. They fell to Hubleton last year, and they'll fall to Delhi this year. With 32 seconds left, we'll have a reach-in foul on Delhi's Reagan Brocky, who's in the ball game. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, folks. 11:45 tip. We'll be on the air at probably about 11:35 with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as the Delhi girls will play for a state championship. That is pretty exciting stuff. Inbound pass for Mariah on the left side of the floor. It's only a matter of seconds now. 25 ticks left on the clock. Ball gets tied up between Hannah Baxter of Delhi and Kennedy Allen of Mariah. It's going to stay with the possession hero with the Lady Vikings. Todd Bruce kept that tie on the whole game today. I'm going to have to congratulate him on that. He usually will lose his tie early in the ball game. Mariah back at midcourt, lost it. They'll just hold on to it before it goes across the midcourt timeline for Williams. Now into the corner. Pull-up jumper for Williams. No good. With 10 seconds left, Meredith Mabel with a big-time rebound. And an outlet pass for Chela Schnabel. And the Delhi fans rise to their feet as the Lady Bulldogs will book their tickets to the New York State Class D Championship game tomorrow with a 55-26 victory here today over Mariah. What a showing by Delhi. They'll play the winner of Franklinville and Edwards Knox. That game is going to happen right after this game wraps up. Congratulations to the Delhi girls on punching their tickets to tomorrow morning's state championship. Stay tuned, post-game show coming right up here on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, one last time. Actually, no, we're gonna extend this. We'll have a little extended pregame show, or a postgame show, I should say, as the Delhi girls win 55-26 over Mariah from Section 7. It looks like Brenna Gioffi has been chosen during our postgame awards as, I believe, the sportsmanship winner here for the Delhi girls. So Brenna Gioffi going out getting a nice long-sleeve T-shirt here for her efforts. And one of the committee members here from the New York State Public High School Athletic Association is Harpersville coach Kurt Ernsbeck. So he is able to pass out that award there to Brenna Gioffi. A nice honor there for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Again, they win today 55-26 over Mariah from Section 7. Looks like they are handing out some plaques as well for the all-tournament team. Mackenzie Sprague with 9 points today for the Mariah Vikings will be named to the all-tournament team. So congratulations to her. 9 points for her and 4 points for Madison Alcott. So Delhi just did a slam dunk job on defense today in terms of keeping the top two scorers for Mariah in check. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Delhi, they are led by 17 points from Anna Post, followed by 12 points from Logan Bruce, 9 points from Caitlin Finch, 5 points from Sophia Wakin, 4 from Aileen Nealis and Olivia Wakin, and Brenna Gioffi. So really balanced scoring here today for Delhi. On the other side for Mariah, 9 points from Mackenzie Sprague, then 4 apiece from Haley Crossman, Madison Alcott, as well as Mackenzie Peters, 3 from Noelle Williams, and 2 from Lillian Perry. So again, our final score, 55-26. We're going to take a small break. We'll come back, and then we'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo as a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So the Delhi girls advance to the New York State Class D championship game tomorrow with a 55-26 victory over the Moriah Vikings from Section 7. So the championship game will be at 11:45 a.m. tomorrow, right back here at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. I will be here on the call, and they will face the winner of Franklinville and Edwards Knox, who are warming up on the floor right now. And that should be a great game coming up. I'm looking forward to watching these two teams get after it here in the championship game. Again, Delhi girls win 55-26. Let's go through our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. No question in my mind today. 17 points for Anna Post, including the first 6 points of the game. I thought she was tremendous and really helped Delhi get off to a solid start. So Anna Post is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Logan Bruce today. I thought she was tremendous, especially in holding Madison Alcott to only 4 points, the Moriah standout, and it was just a whole team effort in terms of the steals today. You could say Finch, Waken, Bruce, Post, Gioffi. I mean, they were all doing a little bit of it today and getting those steals. I can't wait to get our final stat sheet up here and see how many steals they had throughout the contest, because it was just tremendous. So congratulations. We'll give Logan Bruce our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat.
In the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I want to give that to Olivia Waken today. Only 4 points, but she was just a monster on the glass. Steals, rebounds, just a little bit of everything today from Olivia Waken. So she will receive our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award today. So the Delhi girls are into the state championship. They'll play tomorrow at 11:45. If you want to know who they play, make sure to go to WCDOsports.com and check out my Twitter feed. I'll be posting later today who wins this contest between Edwards Knox and Franklinville. And, of course, if you have friends from out of town or maybe you're listening there today, we appreciate you listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. The Delhi girls win 55-26. A huge thank you to Jim Tamayo, our in-game producer, and Greg Stevens back at the WCDO studios down on Main Street in Sydney. We'll be back here tomorrow for our final basketball game of the season. Unbelievable to think of it that way, but it is the final basketball game of the season, and what better way to end it than in the state championship. It's going to be a lot of fun. So the Delhi girls advance to the New York State Class D championship. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.